Hello guys, welcome to Moment with Wisdom Grace. My name is Brahim M. Colon. Today I want to share the two P's regarding your purpose in life. I believe that God created you for a reason. God created you for a reason. Most people go about their lives thinking that they are just here to exist. They're just here to live. There's nothing else substantial about their lives. But I'm here to tell you that whatever God creates, He gives a sense of purpose to that very thing that God creates. And child of God, you are the image and likeness of God. God did not put you into this world for you just to strive, survive, and exist. Wake up every day doing the same thing, and there's no meaning, there's no substance, there's no hope, there's no future for your life. I don't think that's a good life. That's a miserable life, you know. And one of the purposes of Jesus coming into this world, He said that He has come to give you and I life, and life abundantly. Spiritual life, physical life, eternal life, life that is fruitful, life that is fulfilled, life that is meaningful. And child of God, go to your Creator and ask Him, "My Father, my God, what am I supposed to do in this world? What would you like me to do with my life? Do you have any specific reason for my existence? What is it that you want me to accomplish in this world?" When you start asking your maker, your creator, because He is your manufacturer and you are the product. When you start inquiring to your creator about the reason for your existence, I believe that God will reveal your purpose in life. Most people end up dying, going to the grave without fulfilling your divine purpose, and it's very sad. But I'm here to tell you this: don't leave this world without discovering and delivering your divine purpose, because you are going to stand before God, and the talents, the gifts, the potentials God has given you, God expects you to make use of them to be a blessing in society. I'm still going to be talking a lot about purpose and destiny, but this is just a moment of inspiration to let you know that it is very, very important for you as a child of God to discover and deliver your purpose in life. I started off by saying that there are two P's, especially when it comes to when God has given you a sense of purpose. Most times when we discover our purpose, we are worried about certain things. How are we going to fulfill our purpose? You know, how are we going to sustain or maintain our purpose? But I'm here to tell you that it is God's responsibility to provide for your purpose. Secondly, it is God's responsibility to protect your purpose. What do I mean? It is God's responsibility to provide for your purpose. First of all, God is the source of your purpose. And your purpose is your assignment, your responsibility in life that God has given you specifically for you to execute and carry out in this world. As a matter of fact, it is God's responsibility to ensure that you have all the necessary provisions you need to carry out your purpose. You have all the resources you need to execute your purpose, be it human resources, financial resources, skill, knowledge that you need. It is God's responsibility to provide them for you. It is also God's responsibility to provide opportunities where you can deliver your purpose, where you can be a blessing to people. That one is also God's responsibility to ensure that you have opportunities to deliver your purpose. So, the other one is, it is God's responsibility to protect your purpose. What do I mean by that? I mean that it is God's responsibility to sustain and maintain your purpose. Because you and I, we have an enemy who is constantly, persistently fighting us with regard to our purpose. The enemy does not want you and I to fulfill our divine purpose in life. He wants our lives to be miserable. He wants our lives to be unfruitful. You know, because the Bible says that he has come to kill, to destroy, and to steal. He wants to steal peace and joy. He wants to steal a sense of meaning, hope, and future, because that's what your purpose will give you. Your purpose will give you a sense of meaning. Your purpose will give you a future. Your purpose will give you hope. Your purpose will give you peace and prosperity. So the enemy knows that if you fulfill your purpose in life, your life will become rich. Your life will become livable. That is why he's fighting you. But God knows that we have an enemy who is trying to distract us from our purpose, who's trying to disrupt us from our purpose, and who's also trying to kill our purpose. At an early age, the enemy targets people of destiny. At an early age, the enemy targets people stars in life. For instance, we have Moses. We have Jesus. Child of God, when you discover your purpose, Satan is going to fight you very hard because he does not want you, first of all, to know your purpose. And if you know your purpose, he does not want you to develop your purpose. And he does not want you to deliver your purpose. And he does not want you to reap the benefit of your purpose. So every stage of your purpose, the enemy attacks. That is why, child of God, God is there to protect us. He is there to protect our purpose. Do you know that your purpose will preserve your life? You and I, we should have been dead by now. I am a living example. Many times, the enemy have tried to take my life, but God preserves my life because he has an assignment for me. He has a purpose for me that I have to fulfill in this world. And people's life are attached to your purpose. So, child of God, God will protect you. God will preserve your life because of your purpose. When the enemy attacks you, God will deliver you. So, just to conclude, it is God's responsibility to provide for your purpose. Secondly, it is God's responsibility to protect your purpose. So don't worry about fulfilling your purpose. How are you going to fulfill it? What do you need? God will take care of that. You just have to partner with God. You just have to discover your purpose, develop your purpose, and deliver your purpose. in the future, I'm going to be talking a lot about purpose, because I've read a lot of books on purpose, and I've done a lot of research on purpose, because I'm a man of destiny, I'm a man of purpose, and I believe that when people discover their purpose, they're able to contribute in life. And the reason why people are not contributing in life is because they don't know their purpose in life. So child of God, I hope you're blessed. Feel free to share this. God bless you. Thank you. Amen.